Good health to all from Rexall. From Hollywood, it's the Jimmy Durante Show.
Ink, a dinkadoo, a dinkadoo.
Yes, 10,000 Rexall drugstores who carry the complete line of top-quality Rexall drug products bring you the Jimmy Durante Show with Peggy Lee, Roy Barbie and his orchestra, the Crew Chiefs Quartet, yours truly, Howard Petrie, and our special guest this evening, glamorous Lucille Ball. And here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Rexall's prescription for a pleasant evening, the one and only Jimmy Durante in person.
Even when things go wrong, you feel better, you even look better. Ah. And now for my second number, dedicated to the little lady I had a rendezvous with last night. I'll sing. Now is the hour. I picked the wrong hour. Her father wasn't supposed to be home till midnight.
Ah, you lucky, lucky schnoz. No wonder you're in such good spirits tonight. I hear you attended the wedding of the year, Lana Turner's marriage to Bob Topping.
Not only that, Howard. Look at this telegram I received last week. Lana asked me to help select her torso.
No, Jimmy, that word is trousseau.
Ah, that's life. The minute you learn how to read, it takes the fun out of living.
Well, Jimmy, I suppose you read in the papers that Miss Turner's trousseau cost her $30,000.
A useless expenditure. Where's the line? They had that in small print. When you got a beautiful cookie like Lana, why waste money on frosting? You should have seen Lana's wedding gown. And who do you think picked it out for her?
You mean?
Durante. And what a gown it was, Howard. A bouffant skirt with scalloped flounces and a peplum cummerbund made of champagne-colored lace with a creme de mint chaser. Surrounded by an embroidered bodice with a corduroy dickie and leg of mutton sleeves topped off. I knew I'd never get through it. Surrounded by an embroidered bodice with a corduroy dickie and leg of mutton sleeves topped off with 2,000 pearls. Complete with oysters and a choice of two vegetables. And Howard, the train she was wearing was even more spectacular than the gown.
Oh, but Jimmy, the gown cost $30,000. How could the train be more spectacular?
It wasn't an ordinary train. Lana was wearing the Super Chief.
Well, I suppose on the day of the wedding, you really looked like Durante the bon vivant.
It was inevitable, Howard. Inevitable. I wouldn't want this to get around, but every morning for the past month, I've been taking a bubble bath. I'm only telling you because I know it won't go any further.
A bubble bath?
Yeah.
Oh, Jimmy, you use bubble bath? Oh, isn't this wonderful? Ladies and gentlemen of America, Jimmy Durante bathes in bubble bath.
Lucky for me, I didn't tell it to a blabbermouth. There's some things a boy doesn't even tell his scoutmaster.
Jimmy, I hope you haven't let this mad social whirl interfere with your interest in the political scene.
No, sir. I've kept the temper of the nation on the finger of my pulse. Why, did you know that last week the baseball season opened in Washington and President Truman threw out the first ball?
Well, what's so significant about that?
It's the first thing Harry's thrown at the senators this year that they didn't throw back. Durante, like a Hoover vacuum, you're cleaning up tonight.
Well, that's very interesting, Jimmy, but what's this I read about your plan to increase production on the farms by using music?
It's a colossal idea, Howard. My plan is to put a 20-piece orchestra in every barn, and when milking time comes around, the cow starts leading the orchestra and the farmer
now,
comes
wait
in
a minute,
and...
Wait a minute, Schnoz. I'm willing to believe almost anything you tell me. But how can a cow lead an orchestra?
If Toscanini can do it with one baton... Think what a cow can do with four.
Oh, gosh, Jimmy. Brilliant schemes like that certainly keep you in the public eye.
True, Howard. Very, it's a truism. I can't call my private life my own. Why, just today on my way down to the studio, a little old lady trips me with her umbrella, gets a stranglehold on my nose, pins me down with her knee, takes a good look at me and said, "Pardon me, I thought you were Cary Grant." Natural mistake. If you look closely, you can see we both have faces.
Yes. Your life is so full of excitement, Jim.
Howard, you don't know the half of it. When I look back through life, I find lots of memories remain. Certain days stay in my mind and keep running through my brain. I remember the day that Edley swam the channel. What a splash! I remember the Wall Street crash, or when Winchell first shouted flash. But there's one day that I recall, though it was years ago. All my life I will remember it, I know. I'll never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear. The day I read a book. It's a shame I don't recall the name of the book. It wasn't a history, I know, because it had no plot. It wasn't a mystery, because nobody there got shot. The day I read a book, I can't remember when, but one of these days I'm gonna do it again. And literature. There's nothing like sitting home nights at the fireplace with a pipe in your mouth, a dog in your lap, and a good book at your feet. Why, I got one book at home right now that's a classic. And you know what it's called? It's called Forever Umbriago. Why, in the first page of this book, they give you the name of the girl who wrote it. And right underneath her name is a private phone number. Copyright 1939. And you know something? I've been dialing the number for 4 months now, and there's no answer. But I'm not contented to be home reading. I once spent 2 weeks in a library. Why? Because I buried my nose in a book and forgot which book I buried it in. But when I was ready to leave the library, I didn't take out a book. I didn't take out a magazine. I didn't take out a newspaper. I took out the librarian. There's no fine if you keep her out for an extra 2 days. When I finally brought her back, they had to send her out for a new binding. It wasn't a history, I know, because it had no plot. It wasn't a mystery, because nobody there got shot. The day I read a book, I can't remember when, but one of these days I'm going to do it again. Yes, sir, one of these days I'm going to do it again.
If you want to be sure that the product is pure when you ask for a drug preparation, buy the Rexall line at the Rexall side of Rexall Identification.
Yes, you can be sure that more than 2,000 different drug products are pure when they bear the name Rexall. For the familiar name Rexall stands for purity, quality, and reliability in a complete line of drug products. It's no wonder that Rexall has won first place in the medicine cabinets of millions of American homes. So for any and for all of your drug needs, always buy Rexall at Rexall drugstores throughout the nation, where 25% of America buys its drug products.
If you want to be sure that the product is pure when you ask for a drug preparation, buy the Rexall line at the Rexall sign of Rexall Identification.
Good health to all from Rexall.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, in honor of the baseball season, I'd like to present one ball that's got plenty of curves on it. It's Lucille Ball.
Thanks for the pretty words, Jimmy.
You deserve them. Ah, Lucille, it's good to observe your pulchritudinousness again. Your lovely face, your form divine, and your hair... that's out of this world.
Oh, Jimmy, it's good to see you again, too. Your stalwart, manly physique, your finely chiseled face and your hair...
Yes, go on.
Get some more hair and I'll finish the line.
Wait a minute. There's not much there, but every strand has a muscle. But now, let's digress to a more fruitful topic. Cropic. I hear you... I hear you're starring in a new Paramount picture called Sorrowful Jones.
Oh, yes, Jimmy, and it's a wonderful story. What fun it is working with Bob Hope.
Bob Hope? My nemesis. Don't mention that name to me. He's my only competition in the nose business.
Oh, Jimmy, don't worry about him. When it comes to noses, he's a retailer. You're a wholesaler.
Touché, Lucille, touché. And for your information, touché and touché is fauché. Brilliant. I did it by arithmetic. Brilliant.
Listen, Jimmy, let's get down to the purpose of my visit here today. I heard that you were running for office, and I've got a plan that's bound to get you elected. You've got to come out solidly in favor of women managing industry.
Women managing industry? Why, it's ridiculously, ridiculously. They'll never show up at the office.
What do you mean?
Well, when a woman gets up in the morning, she puts on cold cream, vanishing cream, foundation cream, cucumber cream, and milkweed cream.
Well, a woman has to use cream to look good when she goes to work.
How can she go to work? She's got to keep her head in the icebox all day to keep her face from curdling. No, Lucille. Woman's place is in the home.
Oh, not anymore. Why, I bet if women were given half a chance, they'd completely take over industry and the men could take care of the house. Let's look a few years into the future and see how it would work out. Oh, boy, what a day I had at the office. Darling, I'm home. Oh, there you are. That apron and dust cap you're wearing fooled me.
It fooled the Iceman, too. He melted down 50 pounds before he discovered his error. Tell me, dear, how did things go today down at the office?
Oh, terrible. I've got a new secretary, and is he dumb? He fell off my lap 3 times.
I knew it. My mother told me you'd turn fickle as soon as I developed middle-aged spread. I know I'm just a drudge.
Well, you don't have to be. I told you to get a man in to do the housework.
How can I when you only give me $30 a week to run the house? Look at Mr. Brown upstairs. His wife gives him $40 a week.
Oh, Mr. Brown. I'd give him 40 myself.
I knew it. You don't love me anymore. That's why you're so grouchy in the morning.
Well, how can I help being grouchy in the morning? Did you ever get a look at yourself with your nose up in curlers?
Well, I only do it for you. If I didn't curl it, we'd have to use twin beds. Well, maybe I'm getting a little frowsy, but what do you expect? Look at the clothes I have to wear. Your mother's old worn-out slacks. They don't even fit me.
Well, can I help it if you're dumpier than she is?
It isn't that at all. Where I squat, she's not. And where I stoop, she droops. I'm sick of this life anyway. I liked it better when women took care of the house and men went out and earned a living.
Oh, you're just tired, dear. You've done a wonderful job around the house. Why, on Washington's birthday, you baked me a lovely cherry pie. And on Easter, you made me a beautiful bonnet. Believe me, dear, you can do anything a woman can do.
I got news for you. On Mother's Day, I resign. You see, Lucille? It just wouldn't work out.
All right, Jimmy, I thought you made a wonderful housewife.
You can't get away from it, Lucille. Females belong in the home, and here comes a female I wish I had a home for. The gal at the top of the record list, Peggy Lee.
In person.
Peggy, you know Lucille, don't you?
Sure. Hi, Lucille. Oh, where did you get that adorable dress you're wearing?
Oh, it's just a little thing I had created for me by Schiaparelli.
You should see my new...
But, Peggy, your outfit is lovely. Where did you get it?
Well, it's a new design by Hattie Carnegie.
Well, when it comes to clothes,
but
I've got to...
where did you get those stunning accessories?
Well, the shoes are by Capizio, the handbag is at Evans Creation, and the hat's by John Frederick.
You'll notice they didn't mention Adrian. He's spending every minute whipping up my new spring halter. We'll carry on our industrial dissertation later. You've got to skip over that, boy. Meanwhile, Peggy, will you smooth my jangle noise and sing something pretty for me?
Start the music, Jimmy, and the next voice you hear will be mine.
Get the one you love alone. It's a sentimental thing to do. While you're walking, hold her hand so tight. the sentimental thing to do. Find a country lane where a robin's refrain serenades you. Bluebird, while the stars appear, hold her ever so near. Reminisce a bit and kiss a bit. Don't miss a bit of love. And be sure to say how much you care. It's the sentimental thing to do. If you offer her your dreams to share, that's the way to make your dreams come true. Treat her sweet. Treat her nice. You'll be so happy if you take my advice. Don't forget to whisper, I love you. It's the sentimental thing to do. If you take my advice, don't forget to whisper, I love you. It's the sentimental thing, the sweet and gentle thing. It's the sentimental thing.
Second story from the Rexall Laboratory.
There are many things which can't be seen with the human eye, and among them are chemical changes in dark liquids. That's why the Rexall Control Laboratory uses an instrument called a titrimeter, which contains an electric eye. The electric eye actually blinks when a chemical change occurs in a solution, a change which could never be noticed by the eye of a man. And what's the significance of the titrimeter? Well, it's only one of the many instruments used daily in the Rexall Control Laboratory for scientifically measuring, analyzing, and testing Rexall drug products. But it's one more strong reason why you can always depend on any product that bears the name Rexall.
So for any and for all of your drug needs, always buy Rexall at Rexall drugstores everywhere.
If you want to be sure that the product is pure when you ask for a drug preparation, buy the Rexall line at the Rexall sign of Rexall identification.
Good health to all from Rexall.
Well, Lucille and Peggy, have I convinced you that women don't belong in industry?
Well, I still don't agree with that, Jimmy. Why, look at history. Behind every great man, there was a woman.
That's right. George Washington had Martha. Abraham Lincoln had Nancy Hanks. And Artie Shaw had... Well, we don't have time to go into that.
Well, to prove to you that you're wrong, girls, I've arranged a tour of the nation's big industries to find out how they feel about women in business. Is the gang ready, Peggy?
All set, Jimmy. You carry the ball.
If it's Lucille's ball, I'll be happy to. Any state in the 48 is great.
The 48 is great, and any state is a reason we should celebrate.
We ought to celebrate, and we're gonna see just how women would be in big industry today.
Lucille Ball, Peggy Lee, take the survey with me.
Jimmy, just show us the way.
Now we've a magic carpet to take this trip.
We pull a string and away we rip.
Hey, boy, this is some magic carpet, Jimmy.
Yeah, what kind is it?
It's a genuine Persian hooked rug.
We gotta galoop, akpa, plakli, kmili, pum, glip.
Who's that?
The Persian I hooked it from. I got a million. Now any state in the 48 is great.
Well, Skipper Durney, that city ahead looks like our first stop.
It's a good-sized town.
Get ready for a landing.
Everybody get your faces glowing.
Everybody set, for we are going
to a place where beer is flowing.
Milwaukee!
We'll see if women in industry has panned out.
Here's your chance to get acquainted, so put your hand out
to Milwaukee.
There it is. Go on down and see how women rate with the Milwaukee Industrialist.
Jimmy, what industry are we visiting here in Milwaukee?
An important one, the Schultz Pickle Works. Let's go in and you do the talking.
Pardon me, sir. I'm Lucille Ball, and standing here beside
me... What is this cucumber doing out of the vinegar vat?
Please let go of my nose.
You know, most people have the pickle in the middle, but his is on top. But it's a pleasure, a pleasure... pleasure to talk to you, Mr. Schultz. Are you always so effervescent?
Did you ever see me when I ever wasn't? Ah! Oh, I love this kind of carry top.
Not only does it do an old joke, he steals one of mine.
Well, Mr. Schultz, we came here to find out how you think women would be in the pickle industry.
Well, it just so happens that I could use one woman. You see, this morning I had to fire my foreman.
You fired your foreman? What for?
He was pickled and the pickles wasn't.
Well, Mr. Schultz, is there any way you can tell if a young lady would fit in the pickle industry?
Well, there is one test which is conclusive. If she could bite into a pickle without puckering, she is a natural for the pickle business.
Okay, give me a pickle and I'll bite it. Now, guarantee it doesn't make me pucker. Here goes.
Well, Lucille, how did it affect you?
That's funny. I don't feel a thing.
I'll get it for you, Mr. Schultz. Hello? What's that? You want me to keep Lucille Ball puckered up till you get here? Okay, goodbye.
Who's that?
Governor Folsom of Alabama. Any state in the 48th is great.
Ah, this looks like a nice little town.
From the looks of one of those signs, we're in Paris.
Gee, we couldn't have traveled that far.
We're coming to the peaceful town of Paris, Illinois.
Paris, Illinois.
It's not a town of great renown. Paris, Illinois.
Paris, Illinois.
Nothing alarming, it's charming to be upon the scene.
Quiet and serene.
May not have a tower, but with Lucille, they'll really have a ball.
Well, what industry are we going to check in Paris, Illinois, Jimmy?
It's right here, Lucille, the second largest perfume factory in the country.
Who owns it?
Relax, kids. It's Hot Breath Houlihan.
Now I know who set fire to B.O. Plenty's house.
How did you happen to take up the cosmetic business, Miss Houlihan?
I studied cosmetology at the university.
Did the professors teach you anything?
It was about even.
You know, this kid could give Mr. Anthony a problem.
I'd sure like to be the problem. It's better than sitting home nights with my stamp collection.
Well, it's awful sweet of you to say that. Love her lips.
It gets around. It gets around. Victor Moore said that last week, but any of us glamour boys can use it.
Well, Miss Houlihan, we want to find out a few things about the cosmetic industry. What products do you make here?
We carry a complete line of beauty creams.
That sounds interesting. Maybe I'll try some on my face.
Oh, Jimmy, she sells beauty cream, not Miracle Whip.
I know there's a million good-looking guys, but I'm a novelty.
Well, what other products do you sell here?
Well, I have a complete line of perfumes. They're called Abandon, Yield, Retreat, Give Up, and Surrender.
Haven't you got something with a little more willpower? With a perfume like that, I'd be afraid to be in the same room with myself.
I have to admit the cosmetic industry is one where women rule.
I'm forced to agree, Lucille. But tell me, Miss Houlihan, to what do you attribute your great success?
Well, I'll tell you, nature boy. I swept into the limelight when I invented a perfume called Go Away, Henry Wallace.
Go Away, Henry Wallace?
Yeah. When a girl is sitting on a sofa with a boyfriend, she don't want a third party.
Let's go, Lucy! And escape in the 48th
is great. I see a lot of factories in the distance.
Factories mean big business. Big business means Durante.
And Durante means business. Let's go!
It was a smoky city, the stonky city
of Pittsburgh, PA.
A lot of coal is mined here. There's much to find here in Pittsburgh, PA.
Club named Variety.
And there's Carnegie Tech, Pittsburgh U, and Duquesne University, too.
In Pittsburgh.
Go on down and see how you rate in Pittsburgh.
Gosh, Jimmy, look at the size of that steel foundry.
Yeah, let's step in and talk to a real steel typhoon. How do you do, sir? We heard that the steel business is the roughest, toughest, two-fisted, most hard-bitten industry in the country. How did you get to be head man in it?
Guts. Oh, what a day I've had. The Republican Party just ordered 10,000 diaper pins to use at their convention.
Why does the Republican convention need 10,000 diaper pins?
Yeah, I guess they expect it to be a three-cornered race.
Ah, that's my gal who said that, and I wish she hadn't.
Well, tell me, do you think there's room in, for women in the steel industry? Heavens to Betsy, no. In the steel business, you have to be hard like I am. Look at me. I'm made of pig iron, do you hear? Solid pig iron, and nothing in the world can melt me.
Well, look here, Mr. Solid Pig Iron. How would you feel if you had a partner like me working with you side by side?
Oink, oink, oink.
That takes care of the women in industry. Take me home, Lucy. Any state in the 48 is great.
Milwaukee.
Paris.
Pittsburgh.
You can travel north, south, east, or west.
The women in big industry have passed the test.
It's great.
Wonderful.
Marvelous.
Stupendous.
Any state in the 48 is great. Good health to all from Rexall. We hope you're feeling fine. So always call for Rexall where you see the Rexall sign.
Remember, 25% of America buys its drug needs in Rexall drugstores. Rexall is that large and respected family of more than 2,000 different drug products. You can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall, available in Rexall drugstores everywhere.
Touché, Howard, and I'd like to add, I do my shopping at a Rexall store, buying Rexall drugs, and a furthermore, Umbriago, he prefers them too. We buy Rexall, that's all. How about you?
Thank you all for visiting us tonight, and friends, Victor Moore will be back with us next week. Well, Rexall for tonight from Peggy Lee, Roy Bargy, the crew chief's quartet, yours truly, Howard Petrie. And Jim, I understand you're leaving for Salt Lake City tomorrow to take part in their local campaign for the American Cancer Society.
That's right, Howard, but there's nothing local about the need to fight cancer. That's a problem for every person and every community in the country. So, folks, let's give every dollar we can to the American Cancer Society.
This program is produced and directed by Bill Cohan. With help to all from Rexall.
Good night, Mrs. Calabash.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.